You know, it's really something when you think about where some huge Hollywood stars started out. Worlds apart sometimes.
Absolutely.
Today, we're doing a deep dive into Ryan Gosling. Everyone knows him, obviously, but maybe not this side of his story, growing up in a, well, a devout Mormon household.
It is a fascinating contrast, isn't it? And that's really our goal here, to explore how his early life in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints might have shaped the actor we see today. We're drawing on an article from Christian Culture News for some insights.
Okay, yeah, unpacking seems like the right word, because those seem like completely different world, Hollywood and a devout religious upbringing.
Totally different.
So what exactly are we going to look at to connect those dots?
We'll start with his family, you know, how central the Mormon faith was for them. Then we'll touch on some key beliefs of the church itself, just to get a sense of the environment. Then dive into his early creative sparks, maybe within that context, and the challenges too that a more conservative background might present for an artist.
Right, potential friction there.
Exactly. Then his move to Hollywood, obviously a big shift, how he relates to faith now, and we'll even look at a few other celebs with kind of similar backgrounds.
Sounds good. Uncovering maybe some surprising influences on a very familiar face.
That's the idea.
All right, let's jump in. The beginning. Ryan Gosling's early life, the family, the church's role. What can you tell us?
Okay, so he was born November 12th, 1980, London, Ontario, up in Canada.
Okay, Canadian boy.
And the Christian Culture News piece really stresses that his family were fully invested members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. His parents' dad was a traveling salesman, mom, the secretary. They're described as really instilling strong moral values from the get-go.
So not just sort of nominally religious, it was core to their life.
Seems that way, yeah. According to the article, it wasn't just a Sunday thing. When he was young, they moved to Burlington, Ontario. And life there sounds like this blend of, you know, typical suburban Canadian life, but really interwoven with Mormon traditions and values.
Awesome.
The article points to things like a big emphasis on community, hard work, and just a general sense of spirituality being really present in their upbringing.
Right, active participation.
Exactly. It suggests these weren't just ideas, but part of their daily life, their routines.
That paints a picture. Strong foundations.
Yeah.
But kids grow up, right? How did he like balance that with being a teenager, finding his own interests?
Yeah, that's always the key question, isn't it? The article mentions him navigating those typical adolescent struggles, finding your place, figuring things out.
Sure.
And what's interesting is his interest started leaning towards the arts pretty early. He got involved in local theater stuff.
Ah, okay. So even within that quite structured, faith-based environment, the artistic bug bit him.
Seems like it. And the article makes a really interesting point here,
Yeah.
that the very dedication and like work ethic he learned from his family, those core Mormon values, might have actually given him the tools, the resilience to handle the crazy competitive entertainment world later.
Huh. That's an interesting take. Like the discipline learned there translated.
Yeah, almost like it provided this inner focus, this drive that served him well, even in a completely different field, a field that might seem, you know, miles away from his upbringing.
Fascinating connection.
Oh.
Okay, so to really get the influence, we probably need to understand a bit more about the Mormon faith itself. What are some of the core ideas?
Good idea. Officially, it's the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, often shortened to LDS, founded by Joseph Smith, early 19th century America.
Right.
Now, they strongly identify as Christian, but there are some significant doctrinal differences from, say, mainstream Protestantism or Catholicism.
Okay, like what?
A major one is their scriptures. They use the Bible, but also the Book of Mormon, which they see as another testament of Jesus Christ.
And the Book of Mormon is really key for them, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. They believe it's a record of prophets in ancient America, sort of supplementary scripture alongside the Bible.
Got it. Other differences.
Yeah, their view of the Godhead is distinct. They believe God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost are three separate beings.
Okay, not the traditional Trinity concept then.
Right. The Trinity doctrine typically holds one God in three co-equal persons. The LDS view is distinct individuals, united in purpose. God the Father and Jesus Christ are understood to have perfected physical bodies.
Interesting. Anything else that stands out?
Yeah, a belief in ongoing revelation, the idea that God still communicates directly, particularly through their living prophet.
Who's the president of the church?
Exactly. He's considered a prophet, seer, and revelator. And in terms of practice, there's a huge emphasis on community, family, and service.
Right. You hear about their missionary work.
That's a big part of it. Yeah. And a strong focus on marriage, raising families within the church structure. It's very community and family oriented.
And didn't the article mention something about health rules? Mm. Like no coffee?
Yes. The word of wisdom. It's basically a health code. Advises against alcohol, tobacco, coffee, and tea. It's framed as promoting physical and spiritual well-being.
Okay.
So, thinking about Gosling growing up in all this, you can see how it would likely instill discipline, a real sense of community obligation, a strong moral framework. It's a whole way of life, not just beliefs.
Yeah, you can definitely see the potential shaping influence there. You mentioned his parents, Donna and Thomas. Did the article give any more specifics on their role, the family dynamic?
It really did emphasize them. Donna, his mom, was a teacher, and Thomas, his dad, the traveling salesman. The article stresses that Mormonism wasn't just something they did, it was fundamental to how they operated as a family.
Woven into the fabric, like you said.
Exactly. It shaped their worldview, how they raised Ryan and his older sister, Mandy, and I believe there's a younger sibling, too. The focus was squarely on strong morals, community connection. Weekly church meetings, other gatherings, these were just standard parts of their life. It provided structure, stability, a shared identity. Sounds quite supportive, really.
It does. Very close-knit, centered on faith.
Yeah. And what's really interesting, the article suggests this family life might have actually, maybe unintentionally, nurtured his creativity.
How so?
Apparently, he showed an early flair for performing and got involved in church and community events like plays and performances.
Ah, so the arts weren't separate from the faith community. They were happening within it.
Seems that way, at least initially. There's even a specific anecdote mentioned.
Really, yeah.
He got cast in a church play when he was quite young, and that experience is pointed to as really igniting his passion for acting, for storytelling.
Wow. So the church play was the spark.
Potentially a major one, yeah. It suggests those early faith-based opportunities, plus encouragement from his parents and that supportive family setup, really laid the groundwork. It wasn't about Hollywood glamour then. It was about connecting with stories, performing for his community.
That's fascinating. Church plays as a training ground for Hollywood. So these early artistic pursuits, how might that specific Mormon community context have shaped his development as an actor beyond just stage time?
Well, like we said, his roots were right there in that community.
Yeah.
The storytelling he first engaged with wasn't professional theater. It was these local church productions, community shows.
Right.
And these weren't just, you know, random skits. The article implies they often had moral or spiritual themes.
So performing with a message.
Kinda, yeah. It gave him a platform to explore characters and emotions, but often within that value system. Playing roles tied to specific ethical or religious ideas might have shaped how he initially thought about character motivation, the purpose of telling a story.
So maybe a different angle on performance than just entertainment.
Possibly. He wasn't just learning lines, he was engaging with narratives that meant something specific to his community. And that tight-knit community likely offered a lot of support, encouragement.
A safe space to learn, maybe.
Probably more nurturing than the professional world, yeah. A place to develop skills, explore emotions without intense pressure or criticism. The article really frames these early experiences as foundational for his later career, maybe even shaping his perspective on what storytelling can do, learning to connect with an audience on a personal level.
It sounds like a positive start in many ways.
Yeah.
But I imagine growing up in a more defined, maybe conservative environment could also pose challenges for artistic expression, which often pushes boundaries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did the article touch on that tension?
It did, yeah. You're right to flag that. While supportive in some ways, the clear moral and cultural expectations of the church could definitely rub up against the more freewheeling nature of the arts sometimes.
Like oil and water a bit.
Potentially. There can be tension between traditional values, family focus, modesty, service, and the kind of individualistic expression or exploration that art often involves.
So maybe navigating different sets of rules or expectations.
Could be. The article hints there might have been some skepticism within the community about pursuing acting purely as a career, maybe seeing it as less substantial or aligned with core values.
Hmm.
So for Ryan, that could create an internal pull, you know, his passion for acting versus the expectations or norms of his faith community.
Because acting often involves exploring darker themes, complex characters.
Exactly. Performance art encourages self-exploration, embodying diverse human experiences, which might sometimes seem at odds with teachings that emphasize clear moral lines.
And the art world celebrates individuality, pushing limits, while his upbringing emphasized community cohesion, tradition.
Right. So you could see a potential conflict, the desire to belong versus the urge to explore challenging or provocative material as an actor.
Yeah.
But the article also suggests that navigating this tension probably built resilience. He might have learned early how to make space for his passion while still understanding and respecting his roots. That ability to bridge worlds, that could be a real strength.
That makes sense. Working through those things can definitely deepen your perspective.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move forward in his story. The transition to Hollywood, how did that happen, moving away from that Mormon environment?
Well, the clear turning point, according to the article, was his decision as a teenager to really go for the acting dream. That led him to Los Angeles.
Right. The classic move.
And that move was huge, not just geographically, but culturally. A totally new chapter, leaving behind the environment he knew so well.
A whole new world, I bet. Very different values.
Oh, absolutely. The article highlights the massive contrast he must have faced. Hollywood diverse, focused on individual expression, endless opportunities, but also pressures, compared to the more unified, perhaps predictable, religious community he came from.
Must have been quite the culture shock.
Very likely. And the article points out the challenge he faced, trying to reconcile his past, his upbringing, with this new identity as an artist, all while trying to make it in a cutthroat industry.
Yeah, that's a lot to juggle.
Definitely. Navigating those expectations from home while trying to become a versatile actor in this totally different place. And the article suggests that this kind of transition often does involve creating some distance from the specific practices of your upbringing.
To embrace the new opportunity.
Yeah, embracing the creative freedom Hollywood offered. Story really shows how leaving a more defined, maybe restrictive environment can impact an artist's path and success. It let him explore a much wider range of human experience in his roles.
It's a compelling journey, following a personal path against a unique backdrop. So where does that leave his faith today? What does the article suggest about his current relationship with his Mormon roots?
Well, the article indicates he's definitely distanced himself from the formal practices of the church. He's not an active member in that sense.
Okay.
But, and this is key, it also emphasizes that those early years haven't just vanished. They still seem to influence his underlying values, his moral compass.
So the foundation is still there, even if the structure on top has changed.
That's the picture it paints, yeah. A nuanced one. He's apparently spoken with appreciation for things like community, family, integrity values instilled back then.
Things like kindness, hard work.
Exactly. Those principles seem to have shaped his character, maybe even his professional reputation for being, you know, decent to work with.
Mm-hmm.
He's also apparently been pretty open about searching for his own sense of authenticity and meaning, exploring spiritual ideas perhaps outside the specific confines of the church.
So more of a personal spiritual quest now.
Seems like it. Less about rigid dogma, more about self-discovery, finding his own truth. It sounds like an ongoing evolution, integrating his past with his present. So while not actively practicing Mormonism, those core values from his upbringing still seem to be influential. That search for connection, purpose, moral grounding, it seems to be ongoing for him.
It's interesting how those early layers stick with you, shape you, even when life takes you far away. Now, the article mentioned other celebrities with similar backgrounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Navigating that Mormon to Hollywood path.
Yeah, it points out he's not totally alone in this. Katherine Heigl is mentioned, the actress.
Oh, right. Grey's Anatomy, Knocked Up.
Yeah, raised Mormon. And she's spoken about feeling some constraints growing up and then embracing more freedom in her life and career choices later. Her story kind of echoes that resilience theme, forging your own way.
Interesting. Anyone else?
Elizabeth Banks is mentioned too, actress, director.
Pitch Perfect, Hunger Games.
Yeah. Her situation's slightly different. The article says she wasn't raised practicing, but her family had deep historical ties to the church. And it suggests that background still subtly influences her work or perspective.
So it shows there's a range of experiences,
yeah.
Not just one way it plays out.
Exactly. It's not always a clean break or total adherence. These examples, alongside Gosling's, show this broader pattern. People shaped by a specific religious culture navigating the very different world of Hollywood, each finding their own way to blend or reconcile past and present. Speaks volumes about identity, doesn't it?
It really does. Complex stuff. Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the main takeaway for you? The most significant lasting impact of Ryan Gosling's Mormon roots?
Based on the article, I think it's that his upbringing, even though he's moved away from the practice, has had this really profound lasting effect On his personal values, yes, but also his professional approach.
How so professionally?
Those core ideas, community, family commitment, maybe especially that strong work ethic, seem baked into his outlook, his craft. They're part of his identity, even outside the religious context. They gave him a sort of moral compass and ethical framework.
A foundation that still informs him.
Exactly. And you know, for artists dealing with personal beliefs and authenticity, that mix of faith and art is always fascinating. The article hints his background might even influence the kinds of roles he picks, the stories he tells.
Adding depth, maybe?
Possibly. That depth of emotion, the humanity in his performances, and maybe even his reported humility despite huge fame. Could that echo early lessons about gratitude, service?
Could be.
Ultimately, his journey is just a really compelling example of how our beginnings shape us, even our professional lives. It shows how faith and art can interact, even when someone's path takes a sharp turn away from where they started.
That's a really insightful way to look at it. How those early foundations, maybe invisible most of the time, keep shaping us in different environments. So, final takeaway from this dive into Gosling.
For me, it's this. He might not be practicing Mormonism now, but you can't really understand his story, maybe even his work, without acknowledging the indelible mark those formative years left. It's a unique lens on him as an artist and a person, not just where you start, but how those beginnings resonate throughout your life.
Yeah, that's powerful. And it definitely makes you think, doesn't it, about our own lives. How do those early foundations, the ones we might not even think about much, still operate under the surface, shaping who we are now, even if our world looks totally different? Something to ponder maybe next time we admire an artist's work. Thanks so much for exploring that with me today.